Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever sabotaged yourself? Well, that's one we've all done. Now, would you like to learn how not to sabotage yourself? Tell me, have you ever wanted to know the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind? Can you imagine living a life without emotion? Do you know that 95% of your day is spent unconsciously? Seems like more than that for me some days. When was the last time you heard about a mantra? Do you know what a mantra is? Do you have a mantra? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. She will provide us with informative and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce my guest, I'd love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506 with any questions. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at Blog Talk Radio, and I am honored to be a featured host with close to 1 million listeners to date. Also, LinkedIn has announced that my profile was one of the top 5% most viewed during 2012. So that was very nice. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. She is a brain trainer, radio host, author, speaker, and founder of The Mind Aware, a company providing training and support for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and independent professionals who want to build their businesses quickly. She is the creator of Train Your Brain, a unique and highly successful training method designed to help entrepreneurs fast-track their success through proven mental strategies. In her direct sales business, Train Your Brain's techniques propelled her to record-breaking status from zero over to $1 million in sales in just 19 months. She is now repeating that success at The Mind Aware. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Dana Wild. Hi, Dana. How are you today?
Hi, January. Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I've been looking forward to having you on your show because I think I probably need to train my brain a little more.
Oh, I think you probably got it down.
Now, you build to help people build their business quickly, and then everything we ask for comes to us by our own design. Tell us how you came to apply brain training to grow your business.
Well, I learned a lot about the brain back, you know, in the day, in the 80s. I was working for a corporation. I went through a 40-hour training on the brain. And then I kind of just spent my life as an adventurer. And many years later, happened into direct sales. I, just like many people probably actually listening, you know, went to one of those in-home parties. I thought, wow, this is a great product. And I started selling it. But what I realized was that for most companies, direct sales and entrepreneurs alike, they are giving people a lot of training that has to do with how to, you know, how to pick up the phone, how to network, how to work harder, work harder, work harder to make money. And the reality is nobody was leveraging the power of the mind. You know, if you get your mind in alignment, and then it's really easy when you take action, things happen faster and they happen quicker for you. So I wrote the training, Train Your Brain, for my team and started using, you know, mantras myself in that particular business. And that's how we went from zero to a million in 19 months.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you explained that our brains shape our lives because of the beliefs stored in the unconscious mind. And, you know, I can accept that because I always hear from my unconscious mind. Tell my listeners how that works.
Well, if you think about how we learn anything, you know, if you watch a child who's learning to walk or take their first steps or pick up an object, what we do when we learn is we focus our conscious attention. We really focus and study and practice and all the movements in the hand and how we balance. And then after time, we practice that so much over and over and over and over and over again that we no longer have to, most of us now, think about it when we get up and we walk across a room or when we pick up an object or when we do many, many things, brush our teeth or do the dishes. Most of the time we don't have to think about all those little motor skills that go into it. Well, it's the same thing with how we believe about ourselves. You know, if we're the type of people who love animals or hate broccoli or are bad at art or any of these things that we think, if we think we're not leaders or we're terrible at sales, all of that stuff we practice so much that we don't have to think about it anymore. We now have just stored it in our unconscious mind, and we act on it automatically. We don't need to, if we're shy, we don't need to look at a list of personality traits when we walk into a crowded room and think, okay, I'm not really, I don't remember how I feel about this. You know, our unconscious takes care of it for us, and we automatically act in character for who we are.
Okay, so then it sounds like we're going to need to reprogram some of our unconscious. Tell me, do you think people actually sabotage themselves?
Well, I think what happens is that the mind has a thing in it called homeostasis, and I promise I won't ever use another word like that, but homeostasis, what it does is the mind likes what's familiar, and it likes what's the same, and so it keeps us within a certain bumper. So the bad news about homeostasis is when you hit the high bumper of, let's just use your income or your weight or whatever it is that it's keeping you in regulation, it'll say, oh, no. You know, you're at the high end, so we're going to keep you in here. So that's the bad news. But the good news, of course, is that homeostasis is also our friend in that if we're used to making a certain amount, we won't fall below that amount either, you know, because we're on the low end of the bumper. So really what we have to learn as brain trainers is we have to learn how to increase those bumpers. And if we can increase those bumpers, then your friend becomes your brain becomes your best friend because it will keep you at whatever levels you train yourself to be at.
You say that the difference between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, say the conscious mind sees that you're at a certain weight and the unconscious mind tells you this is too much or this is okay. Is that what happens?
Well, the conscious mind is the mind that's chattering in our head all day, and it's the thinking mind. So we do use it to set goals or to try to force change. Many times people use their conscious mind to force their behavior to change, you know, from January 1st until January 4th every year.
Yeah.
That's how we try to affect change. But the unconscious mind, because we're operating from that place for 95% of our day, if we can harness the power of the unconscious mind by changing the beliefs in the unconscious mind, then now change becomes effortless because we just act on automatic pilot. And so it really, I think, you know, in some ways the unconscious gets a bad rap in our culture, you know, kind of like, oh, you've got all these hidden secret dark secrets in your unconscious. But in reality, you know, it's a very powerful tool that we can use for change.
Oh, fantastic. We're going to take a break and hear about your host. And when we come back with Dana, she's going to share her website information, and we'll be talking more about our conscious and unconscious mind. We'll be right back with Dana Wild.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my guest, Dana Wild, the founder of Train Your Brain, the Mind Aware. Now, you state that 95% of our day is spent unconsciously. That's a lot.
I know. It's crazy, isn't it? I still can hardly believe it, because when you think about all of the things that the unconscious mind takes care of us, takes care for us, you know, we've got digestion and breathing and your blood flowing and, you know, so many of the things we do. It's even crazy, like, you know, I mentioned before brushing your teeth or walking across the room, but how many of us, haven't you ever driven down the road and suddenly you're 20 miles up the road and you think, wow, how did I get here?
Yes.
Because you're acting unconsciously. It's just habit, and you know how to run, you know, and I think, frankly, my unconscious mind is probably a better driver than I am. So it's not always a bad thing. But it's crazy.
Well, you know, before we go on, Dana, could you share your website information with my listeners?
Yes, the best one to go to is danawild.biz, B-I-Z, because we have a special offer for your listeners. We've got a $197 program, free training on the brain, that it includes workbooks and two videos that they can have for free. So Dana, D-A-N-A, and Wild, W-I-L-D-E, has an E at the end, .biz.
Huh. And it's .biz instead of .com.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And there's information at .com, too, but the free training that they can have is at .biz.
Okay, so we'll change that on the show page when we come off the air today. Now tell me, what does the role emotion plays in all of this conscious and subconscious activity?
Well, if you think about thoughts as kind of the building block for how we get information to our brain, then emotion is the glue that cements them in our brain. So whether it's negative emotion or positive emotion, emotion lights up the brain and really, you know, cements those thoughts. And so for us as brain trainers, when we're trying to make change, if we can use positive emotion and feel more positive more often, we make change in our brain faster, and we also make growth in our business faster, because any actions you take from a positive place turn out better. You know, if you're in a negative mood and you try to take action, let's face it, we've all had this experience, you know, it doesn't turn out very well most of the time.
Okay, so now I want to change my belief about something, and what is my choice? How do I go about this?
Well, the way that we found really effective in the people we work with, we have something we call the cycle of perpetual sameness that we're all on, and if you think about that, this unconscious is having us act automatically 95% of the day,
uh-huh.
And so let's say we believe that we're procrastinators. And so what will happen is we procrastinate. We automatically act this way in our outside world. And so then what happens, unfortunately, is we don't just procrastinate, but usually we beat ourselves up about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe it. I did it again. Another deadline. I missed it again. What's wrong with me? I'm such a loser. I'd fire me. You know, why do I do this all the time? And in our brain, it's like we have procrastinated 1,000 times because we keep thinking about it. So then we work up a bunch of negative emotion, and then we cement that idea back in the unconscious mind. So it's a big old circle. We're back to the unconscious mind. We automatically act on it. We procrastinate. We beat ourselves up and so on, round and round it goes. So you have to stop the cycle somewhere. So what we find works is stop the cycle at the point of the conscious mind where you're consciously thinking all those terrible, awful things about yourself. We've got to quit beating ourselves up. And so at that stage, we have to start saying more positive things to ourselves. And this is why we recommend mantras. You know, if you can find a really positive mantra that gets you excited and gets that positive emotion flowing, now you've got a chance to really program that unconscious mind.
So the mantra can override the subconscious.
Yeah, what it really does is it just reprograms it in the same way we learned it in the first place. When we learn to stand and take those first steps, we just practice that over and over and over again. When we learned ideas about ourselves, we just practice those thoughts and those ideas about ourselves over and over and over again. And so when you practice a positive mantra, then you're doing exactly the same thing. You're just practicing something over and over and over again, and then the unconscious mind goes, okay, I get it. I can walk across a room without thinking about it now, and I know my personality without thinking about it. Now you've given me this positive information, and now it's I can do that without thinking about it too.
Now,
this is actually how we rose by accident to our million-dollar level when I was in direct sales. Do you want to hear that story?
I'd love to hear it.
Well, what happened was when I first started my direct sales business, I, you know, was doing the brain training and I was doing what they call parties, in-home parties, and making sales and sponsoring people into my business. And at some point, my upline in the business called me and said, Dana, you know, you're doing pretty well. You actually have an opportunity to break a record where, you know, it would be a personal record where you would personally sponsor 15 people in the business and you could do that in 6 months and good for you. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, wow, that is pretty cool. I could break this record. But I felt embarrassed to tell anybody about breaking this record.
Uh-huh.
So because it felt like bragging, you know, like, oh, I'm a bragger. So instead, what I started doing when I go to my parties or I go to my, you know, talk to people about my business is I started saying, this is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. You know, you should join now. It's the fastest growing team in the history of the company. You should come on board. This is the fastest growing team in the, you know, fastest growing team in the history of the company over and over and over again. And of course, the people I brought on the team didn't know any better because that's what I was saying. So they said, this is the fastest growing team in the history of the company. And so that was our mantra. And sure enough, 19 months later, we were at the million-dollar level, which was the fastest growth, you know, by far. We shattered the previous record through using that mantra.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Now, you know, I use a mantra on the show every day, and my mantra is, if you think it, you can do it.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you like that?
Yeah, good one. That's a really good one. I love that.
Yeah, and I have to use that a lot.
We all do. And that's the thing is, you know, the you're always going to have those demons that pop up in the brain. It's like the angel and the devil on the shoulder. But you just get better and better and better at training them and at quieting them down.
Okay, so now you you say they are. Sometimes people feel like they are lying to themselves when they're saying affirmations. So you have transitory statements, and what is the difference between a mantra and a transitory statement?
Well, a mantra is usually a very short positive phrase that's very definitive. So you probably, people here have heard of things like, I am abundant, or, you know, money is flowing to me, you know, things like that. But unfortunately, it's true. Sometimes we do feel like we're lying to ourselves when we say something so powerful and so straightforward. So with a transitory statement, we have several ways that you can use transitory statements, but an easy one I can explain now is what I call keep the image but change the message. So what you do is that you use the word but which is a really powerful word. And when you use the word but changes anything you say before it. So let's use our procrastinator, for example.
Mm-hmm.
If the procrastinator doesn't feel comfortable, suddenly start saying a mantra like, oh, I always make my deadlines. They feel silly saying that because they know they're procrastinators. They've been procrastinators their whole lives. They're
mm-hmm.
not going to start just saying that. So what they might say instead is, you know, I'm a procrastinator. You know, that's how they really feel about themselves. I'm a procrastinator, but, and then they can add the new mantra, the new image in behind the but. So it's not a perfect statement or perfect language. So it might sound like, I'm a procrastinator, but I'm getting better all the time. I've always been a procrastinator, but I'm starting to find better systems. You know, I've been a procrastinator my whole life, but now I see that things are moving in a different direction. So now they start to feel better about it. They're not beating themselves up anymore. And, you know, you start to see that shift and change. And then ideally, you know, you move so far and you start to feel like, wow, I'm making deadlines, and pretty soon that's your mantra. Does that make sense?
That's fantastic. You know, we're going to take a break and hear from my sponsor. And when we come back, I want to talk about what we do if we are feeling negative emotions and we want to feel better with Dana Wild. We'll be right back.
Are you a fitness professional, a trainer, or a coach? Would you like consistent and timely updates on your team's performance? We have a completely customizable app that can give you real-time information via the internet or your handheld phone. Track the performance of your client's progress with their physical fitness regimen. Track team members' performance or schedule a workout session. Meet up at the gym, on the bike trail, or wherever your physical activities take you. The app is called Socially Fit, or SoFit, and can be found on the iTunes Store. Look for the blue Socially Fit icon. When combined with data analysis capabilities, you not only feel the effects of your fitness routine, you also see the graphical progress of your results. The app makes the complex simple, so that more of your time is spent sculpting your physique, with less time tracking your results with old-fashioned pen and paper. Download it today to begin a new year with data to show your progress in meeting your goals. Are you socially fit?
Welcome back with my guest, Dana Wild, the founder of Train Your Brain, the Mind Aware. Now, Dana, what do we do if we're feeling negative, we have negative emotions and we're a little down and want to feel better? How do we get our brain to turn things around?
Well, what we teach is something called the emotional scale. And the emotional scale has 8 levels. It is depression, then fear, then anger, frustration, hope, belief, knowing, and then finally like appreciation, joy, bliss. And so what happens is when you're feeling on one end of the scale, like let's say you're feeling fearful or worried about something, and then some happy, perky, positive person comes along and says, hey, you know, your thoughts create your reality. You should really feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that just makes you angry. It doesn't make you feel any better. You feel angry when somebody does that. And the reason is because it's so far on the scale. You know, from fear until appreciation is like, you know, miles away.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the feeling of anger is right next door. And so if you're feeling worried, you know, if you can move yourself to just feel a little bit angry, now that gives you some relief. You start to feel a little bit better. And obviously you don't want to stay feeling angry, but if you look right next door on the scale to anger is frustration, so you want to tamper it, and then you start making yourself feel frustrated, and then you can start making yourself feel hopeful, which is next in line. So how do you make yourself feel that way? Well, you use the power of your thoughts. So a lot of entrepreneurs, what they do is they ping-pong between frustration and hope in their business.
Uh-huh.
And if you're feeling frustrated about your business, you're really not that far off of hopeful. It's the next spot on the scale. And so if you can just take a deep breath and use your thoughts and start saying hope statements. And so hope statements would be like, I hope I start to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that a customer walks up and makes a purchase today. I hope that things start to ease. I hope that I have more sales this month. I hope that things break for me. I hope I stop feeling so overwhelmed. I hope I can think of another hope statement. You know, you just keep saying those hopeful things until you start to feel that relief in your body. Uh-huh. And then when you start to feel hopeful and you start to, you know, keep saying those phrases, pretty soon you actually automatically start saying belief statements. Now, if you take action in your business, the action you take in your business actually turns out well. You're not taking it from a frustrated place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because I think once you're in a confident, hopeful place, then it radiates, and people, you communicate that, don't you agree?
Oh, yes. You know, in direct sales, we have a name for it, because all of the people who come on board in a direct sales business are just off the wall enthusiastic, and they go out and they sell like crazy and they sponsor like crazy, and we call it ignorance on fire, because they don't know a thing about what they're doing, but they're so successful because they're so fired up. And so that's how it works. When you can get yourself in that really positive place, everything you do turns to gold.
I love that. I love that term, ignorance on fire.
Yeah.
I think that may become my new mantra.
Yeah, it's not bad, actually.
And it certainly makes me laugh. Just briefly, we have 1 minute here. Could you say, we need to start telling different stories. What do you mean by that?
Well, and you would really appreciate this, of course, because we so many of us spend so much of our time whining and complaining and all of that type of thing. And so what we need to do instead is start asking ourselves, do we want to match this story to our outside world? The unconscious mind is your best friend, and whatever you're talking about will keep appearing over and over and over again because you're programming yourself. So if you want something different in your world, then you've got to start talking about something different.
Okay. Absolutely, change the mojo. You know, I'm making notes here, and I actually think I may be changing our show title to Ignorance on Fire.
it's really nice, because anybody can be successful.
This resonates with me in a great way. Okay, now I want everyone to remember to go to your website, www.danawild.biz, B-I-Z. And there's a special offer there from Dana to you. And Dana, this has sure been enjoyable. I loved having you on the show, and I hope you will come back again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me.
Okay. We will have you back for sure. After I get this Ignorance on Fire posted, everyone will be talking about us.
Awesome.
We hope you've enjoyed our show to our listeners today. Be sure to catch all of our interviews with our amazing guests like Dana with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com/JanuaryJones. All your comments and suggestions are welcome. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. We love sharing our stories and secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Remember my mantra, if you think it, you can do it. And then there's also my new mantra, ignorance on fire. Now for my chocolate quote of the day. Chocolate is the best when it melts so creamy and soft in your mouth. It slides down your throat. Isn't that divine? So for now, dear listeners, I want all of you to stop whining and start smiling. And start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Dana Wild. This is January Jones thanking all of you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.